All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my loves.
How's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
It's going great.
Good. How was your week?
My week was good, coming back off of the heels of vacation, which was wow.
Yeah, we had an amazing friendcation. Many of y'all know every year we take a little trip or do a little ting together.
Yeah, past 4 years now.
Yeah, this was the 4th year. And we were living in the lap of luxury.
I mean, just get into it.
Get into it, yeah. To say the least, this was our most luxurious friendcation to date.
To date, yes.
We went to Cabo.
We did.
We always go to Mexico.
Well, with COVID last year, we went to Sedona.
Yes.
Because there was restrictions on international travel. Mm-hmm. But I must say, at first, I wasn't that excited about going to Cabo because we were kind of going back and forth about where we were going to go. At first, we were going to go to Oaxaca, and I feel like I'm saying that wrong because I feel like I've heard it pronounced another way. But hey, that's how I'm saying it right now. We were going to go there, but it took some more thorough planning, research, Airbnbs, and like the part we wanted to go to. So we were like, let's just go somewhere that's a little easier. And Cabo is 2 hours away from LA, so we just pulled the trigger on Cabo.
So why were you as excited? Because it was like just like, oh, it's Cabo.
Yeah.
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 I've never been to Cabo.
But
I also didn't feel like super pumped to go to Cabo. It wasn't like feeling like, oh, it's giving new experience.
Right.
We love to give the girls something they've never seen.
Something new.
We love to give the girls something they've never seen. And exactly. Cabo has been seen and done many, many times before.
Exactly.
But we...
Wig was blown back. Okay.
Yeah, we did. We didn't do what the girls normally do. I'll say that.
We didn't do what these girls... You mean you and I.
Yeah, me and you were...
You and I. And so, in full transparency, we were like, we're going to go to Cabo. Mm-hmm. It's quick. It's easy. And we were looking at, like, different resorts. And we saw a bunch of different options. Some all-inclusive joints. And we saw Nobu, and we were looking at the price tag, and the price tag of Nobu compared to the others was substantially different.
Yeah.
Like,
it was giving arm and ass
like
thousands of dollars.
Thousands
more.
Different.
Yeah.
And we were like, should we go? Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm thinking, if we're going to go to Cabo, we might as well really do it, because I just wasn't that excited.
I just figured, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Fuck it, you know, and we have this thing around money. And
not saying not excited, like, that's speaking from a place of privilege.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
We have this thing around money where it's like, we want to hoard it. We right. like keep it all in the account. So we were like, fuck it, let's just go. Let's just go where we want to go. Let's just be where we want to be. And it's going to be amazing. And to say it was amazing is an understatement.
It's an understatement for it's sure.
It's an understatement. If you ever have the privilege and the opportunity to travel or go to a place like Nobu, something of the same caliber, it doesn't have to be Nobu, but something that's really luxurious.
A five-star resort.
A five-star resort.
You definitely felt the caliber of the experience yeah. from the moment that the trip was booked. Like, they have a personal concierge service, mm-hmm. which served as like a butler.
Yeah.
They were addressing us by our last names. Like, it was just top tier, period.
Yeah, it was just like anything I've ever experienced. I've never been on a resort at all. So to be in that type of vibe mm-hmm. where, you know, they're opening doors, booking, like you mentioned, we have our concierge who's taking care of our reservations and booking the car to get us from the airport to the resort. And when we get
so
out,
dinner,
they have
making our reservations,
cool towels for us to like wash our wipe our sweaty necks off, and taking our bags to the room. And somebody, y'all, Nobu, okay, specifically Nobu is just it's newer. It hasn't been ran through because the pandemic was last year. So I don't want to say nobody, but not as many people have gotten a chance to experience it because of the pandemic. So a lot of people are going this year. And honey, the way they even check you into the hotel.
The check-in experience was top tier. They have turn-down service.
The turn-down service. It was just wow. Wow.
And we spared no expense the whole time. Once we committed to having a luxurious experience, mm-hmm. we went full in. The dinners, we went to several amazing restaurants. Yeah. The food was phenomenal. The drinks were phenomenal. Yeah. I just felt like
a queen.
That bitch.
Seriously. When you say no expense was spared, it really wasn't. It really wasn't. It really wasn't.
It was like that meme. When I go on vacation, a bank account don't matter. I just spend it all and worry about it when we get back.
It was just like, get what you want. Yeah. Get what you want. Live in the lab. We met some really nice people. Y'all, the shots of 1942 were flowing.
Mix it with that 1942.
And we
chosen.
Fucking up when you bust wide open. It's so shenanigans. Okay, so we had met a couple homegirls down there. Not
who
people
were
that
also
we know.
On Friendcation.
Yeah. We didn't know that.
We stumbled upon.
It's so funny. I figured that everybody was calling it a Friendcation, but I guess it's something that we kind of coined it.
Yeah, because once we said, oh, we're on a Friendcation,
and
they
were like,
oh,
we like
God.
That.
Right.
So they were on their Friendcation as well. And we're like, fuck it, let's take shots. So Brittany and I were already living on the high life. So we're like, shots in 1942, right? And when they got the bill, they were like, they were like, what?
They didn't know what we were saying because they never had 1942.
No, they were like,
right.
I'm like, but then we went to the next spot and they were like, shots of 1942. I said, fuck it. Fuck it. Once 200 was spent on the shots, I said, we're doing a lot.
Yeah.
A lot is being done. And then we went to dinner the next
day. But we
day.
Had it. We weren't living outside of our means.
No.
We were just having a more relaxed
approach to
a relaxed relationship with money for the weekend.
Yes. Because typically we have it, but we be like, very mindful of how we're spending it. And at this weekend, we were just like, fuck it. Get the lobster. Get the oysters. Get the shots of 1942 right. to this table. Table, bottle service. Get it. Whatever it was, you know.
Right.
Usually, we always get a bottle of wine or champagne when we go out, even when it's here, because it's just more affordable. But we didn't give a fuck out there either. We're like, whatever.
Bottle.
So that was just quite the experience for me. And I struggle sometimes with feeling like act like you've been somewhere before. You know that feeling of like, don't act like you ain't never had it. But it's like, bitch, I ain't never had it.
You've never had it, and it's okay.
It's okay to lean into it.
It's okay, and you're here now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we do that. It's like, I don't want to because it's going to seem like I haven't. Well, if you haven't, you haven't. Like, what point are you trying to prove? Yeah, what point are you trying to prove? Like, I've been here. Y'all just, no. And you know what? The thing is, people that have been there before still showcase it as if they, quote unquote, never been there before. Because when you're really in the experience, it's like, this is amazing.
It was so nice.
Well, like, I am having a good time. This is beautiful.
We had an amazing room.
I'll do that every time.
The room was amazing. It wasn't even just like double bed me. It was.
They upgraded us.
It was executive suite vibes.
We already had a nice room. I mean, the rooms weren't cheap. But when we got there, they were like, you know, this is your first time. We want to upgrade you. I'm like, that set the tone. The tone was already set because we said it.
But girl,
but once we got there and they were giving us that treatment, I'm like,
it was,
he's smiling on his
daughters.
I see he's smiling on his daughters.
The two beds couple with Chase Lounge couple. I said, bitch, we got a little living room over here. What the fuck? It was giving, y'all.
And that little, there was some Instagram account that said the way black people act when they get on vacation, we definitely were FaceTiming all of our people like, look at this. This is so nice.
We were. I'm like, mom, hold on. I started at the door and walked. I said, mom,
and you know,
hold
they'd
on.
Be like, how much y'all pay for that? Yeah. That's the first thing. We're like, how much y'all pay? Like, you want to know, what y'all pay?
Girl, my mom was
once
like,
once we
sold
them
that?
The number, they were like, it makes sense.
My mom said they need to be treating y'all like that
it
for what you
sense,
spent.
It makes sense, yeah.
I mean, it was no cheap ticket. It was not inexpensive at all, but it was worth the experience.
It was.
I will say that.
I would do it again.
And I would pay for it every goddamn year. I said, I cannot be below a certain standard at this time. I see why people get a taste of luxury and they can't go back. I see,
you know,
why. I
but
see
you know
why.
What I was listening to something. It was actually the To Be Magnetic podcast. And she was talking about figuring out your authentic code. And there's some work you have to do to figure it out. But one of the authentic codes has to do with liking luxury. Mm. And it's like, luxury is just your way of life. Like, even if you're not at the pinnacle of success, like, there's always elements of luxury. Like, you really have an appetite for it, you crave it. It's just like, at every stage there's some piece of luxury. And I'm like, I need to figure out my authentic code, because I swear to God,
yeah, what's the workaround?
Luxury I feel like luxury really is my vibe, because like, I gravitate towards it. I can be looking at something simple and I'm like, oh, this is a cute little top. I click on it and the shit's $300. I'm like, God damn it.
What's the code? What's the, let me do some work around. Let me figure it out.
I felt at home.
I'm like, I cannot.
Couldn't tell me I didn't belong.
I cannot go back.
And then we went out to a random restaurant off of our resort and we were sitting down having a nice, beautiful dinner. Small crew, ocean view. Yeah. And we stumbled upon this couple who offered to take our photos. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, oh, let us get you guys some shots.
He's like, tequila's fine. I didn't know. I was thinking, nigga, Jose Cuervo. I'm like, Lord, the brown
Don
Jose
Julio
Cuervo.
Bare minimum. So then he was like, do you guys like tequila? We're like, yeah, we love tequila. So the waiter came. He said, can I have four shots
of 1942?
We said,
that's our favorite.
Say, period. Period. Our favorite.
Period. I'm like, bring it over here. And he left his shot at the table. I was tempted to.
A part of us wanted to take that shot from the table and said, don't worry about it, we'll finish it. But we restrained ourselves and said,
We held back. Fine. But that was just, I belong in the energy. That let me feel like, see, you deserve to be doing this type of stuff all the time. So I need a little taste of that on vacation. Any vacation I go on, it has to be a touch. Where is it? I cannot do nothing less than at this point. So I'm already geared up for next year.
Same. We already know where we're going. We're going to keep it a secret.
Yeah, until it's time to.
But we know where we're going. I'm excited. I found two resorts.
You know, I also heard that the original place that we were talking about is good, too.
Oh, really?
Sap was like, that's so sexy. Like the first one. She was like, it could be a vibe.
Oh, really?
We'll have to
okay,
figure
well,
it out.
Okay, I have two resorts in the other location we said, but bitch, I'm ready.
I too am ready.
Because now it's a team.
It has to be like a summer vibe though for that, right?
Yeah, which is usually is summer. We just went at the end.
Yeah, we should go like towards the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was amazing. I had such a great time. It's just always a vibe when we do our Frankations, and it's just amazing.
We'll be doing them to the casket drops.
Period, bitch. Period. Okay. Running on
Frankation us.
Period. Fourth annual is happening. Fifth annual for next year.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a great weekend. And this weekend, what happened?
We celebrated our friend Alicia's birthday.
Yes.
Yesterday, last night.
Yeah, we celebrated our homegirl.
Went out to dinner, had some drinks, mm-hmm. went out, had more drinks today.
Yeah. It's been a great time celebrating life because, man, checks are getting spent. I'm like,
this check was spent this week.
Hold on. I didn't check my motherfucking account. I said, hold on. What was spent?
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on. A lot of things are being spent, but it's all good. Money comes, money comes,
and we are reading a beautiful book that we've mentioned here, Happy Pocketful of Money, mm-hmm. and that is really just getting me in a great mindset when it comes to money.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was a great time. And it's Libra season, queens.
It is Libra season. It's this girl's birthday month.
Well, October will be my birthday month. Okay, but it's my birthday season, baby.
October, yes.
I love Libra season. I really do. I do. I love Libra season. I do. I do. I know some great Libras, and it's just like transitioning to fall.
All the Libras I know are non-problematic in my eyes.
Libras are good girls. Libras are good girls. So I'm really excited for.
How about the guys?
Huh? No.
They're Hell not?
No. No. I've told you about the Libra I dealt with before.
Who?
The one who threw himself outside of the car. Threw himself
oh,
out the car.
Oh, y'all both were?
Yes. Two Libras going crazy in the brazy, okay? Yes. But that's the only experience I've had with a Libra man. Otherwise, oh, and my best friend, who's no longer with us, was a very good Libra.
Oh,
but,
he was a Libra too?
October 1st. But, you know the vibes. All my Libra homegirls was goody. Turn up, birthday month, Libras. It's a vibe. Yeah. Yeah. This deal is for Libra.
Dead.
But this week, that was our new week, new tea. Dang, we didn't even say it.
Sorry, we just dive right in. I gotta start off
it
with that.
It was so good, though.
I gotta start off with that.
And if y'all need a little recap of what the Frankation was really looking like, go watch the reel. There's a little reel.
That was a beautiful reel you did.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to flex the muscle. You know I had a little anxiety about posting it.
We got to get you out of that.
I know, but I released it. Once it was up, I said, it's up. I don't give a fuck. It's up. I don't give a fuck. And I had to think about, you know, you start looking at the numbers and what it's doing. And then I said.
That don't matter.
I know. I said, I constructed this reel.
You like it. You posted it.
Exactly. I said, I put the reel together because I wanted to just highlight how amazing the experience was, right?
Right?
Eating and drinking and have a good time with my best friend here. And that's it. It's just a little recap. I'm not asking for anything from it. And it's just out there. I love it. If other people like it, cool. If not, it don't really even fucking matter because I do. And that was that. So I let it go. If you want to watch it, go watch it. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. But I'm excited for more vacations and experiences and Same. Things that just
scream,
awaken us.
Scream the life you're supposed to live.
Period. And this week I have fucking work. But we are going to WizKid on Sunday.
Huh?
We're going to WizKid to see WizKid.
Oh, the one coming up, huh?
Yeah, it's already here.
Soka, soka. Soka, soka, soka.
I think I'll have a better experience at this
because that
show.
Sick bitch tried
it knocked me out of my healing. I said, babe, I literally felt like I was about to fight her. So
yeah, that's not a good
I'm vibe. Hoping that this is a better time I could really enjoy the music and
you know it
Whiskey.
Will be because you already know how we get.
Yeah, and it's different when you with your friends. Like I was with Andres and we were sort of like vibing and dancing, but it's way different. And we're also going to see WizKid again in Miami.
You are the WizKid champion.
I'm the Wiz adult. Okay,
it's giving Wiziana.
I'm like, whatever, shit.
That's fine though. It's in different places, different experiences,
yeah, different vibes. So I'm excited for.
I heard he's been putting on a good show.
It was good. It was the more environment that was fucking me up, not him.
Not
he was
him.
Really great.
Right.
So I'm excited for us to have that moment and share that little experience because I think it's going to be a vibe.
Everything we do is a vibe.
I can't wait to dance and be like,
let me get my wrist. Okay, so while we were away, you guys have been doing a great job of coming through, leaving your ratings and reviews, and not saying nothing crazy, which we love and we appreciate every time y'all do that, because the ratings and the reviews are super important for this show, like no cap.
Wow, I haven't heard no cap in a minute.
No kizzy.
I haven't heard no cap in a while.
They really help push the show forward. We need big shit popping and little shit stopping, so keep them coming. We do have a goal. Haven't mentioned that, but we do have a goal of 2,000 that we want to reach by the end of this year, which is rapidly approaching. So keep your foot on the gas or get out the car. So let's read our review of the week. This one comes from Luna Mercury. So cute. She says, it's like listening to myself.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, But with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving Boost from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Sometimes I know what's right, but my inner voice gets drowned out by all of the chaos around me. You are not alone. BGB is my go-to when I need to feel centered and grounded. I get nurturing but honest advice I can't get anywhere else. After listening to your show, I always find myself again. Thank y'all. Much love.
Thank you so much. We be trying to find ourselves again, too.
Same.
Looking in the mirror. I'm stuck in
same. Constantly. I'm like, let me put these glasses back on because I feel lost.
Yes.
So thank you.
Speaking about feeling lost, Patreon. There's multiple ways to support this show, y'all. You know, the free and practical way is to leave a rating and review, which we love. Thank y'all so much. A way to also get extra goodies and bonus content and get to know us a little deeper is by joining us over on Patreon. So, speaking of feeling lost, we had a great check-in this month.
We talked about my 9-month rendezvous where I went from being fucking to being fucked.
Yeah, that's the title of the check-in.
If you want to know the full spiel about the relationship that I rarely ever probably never discussed.
It was talked about over on Patreon.
It was talked about very lightly on here. But if you want to know the full details from beginning to end about that, then go on over to Patreon because this week the tea was spilled.
Yeah, it was a lot, y'all. Check it out. Let us know what you think. I'd love to know if you've ever missed red flags in a relationship or a friendship, and if you've ever been gaslit, you can let us know in the comments. Or
it happens to the best of us.
It does. It happens to a lot of us, all of us, at some point or another. Mm-hmm. So check us out over there. The link is down in our show notes.
It is.
It's super easy to join, and we love to have you.
Yeah.
So last week's episode.
Yeah, last week.
We are still in our friendship series. We talked about making new friends and moving with our homegirl, Les, a balanced Black girl.
Oh, yeah.
This was a really great conversation. We had been waiting to connect with Les because our platforms are very similar in regards to uplifting and encouraging Black women and women of color. So it was only right that we finally aligned. And we had a really great conversation about how to make new friends, getting out of your comfort zone, what that looks like when you've moved to a new city. So if that's you, or if it's somebody that you know, listen to it, send the episode to them, share it with your community. we would love your feedback.
We definitely would.
Yeah, it was a great episode.
It was a great conversation. And we were also on Balanced Black Girl, which is Les's podcast. And that conversation just detailed more about Germany and I's friendship, how we navigate through this space together. So head over there if you haven't listened.
And please show Les some support. We would love it. Leave her a review. Leave her a rating and review. Let her know we sent y'all.
Yeah.
And let her know how great her show is, because it is. She's doing amazing, phenomenal work with the Balanced Black Girl community. So
she is.
Yeah, it's really a vibe. Fall is upon us, y'all. We all know that towards the end of the year, things get busy. Our schedules are already starting to fill up. So at the end of a long, busy day, we don't always feel like cooking. Thanks to HelloFresh, we get to save some precious time. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and delicious seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. You can count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, enjoyable, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
The fall harvest is officially on with HelloFresh, and we can't wait to see what the chefs have come up with. We heard they got yummy seasonal recipes like pumpkin cinnamon rolls, and Friendsgiving ready sides. We know what dish we're going to be bringing to the function. With fresh, high-quality ingredients that travel from the farm to your front door in less than a week, you can't go wrong. Their recipes save time you'd otherwise spend meal planning, shopping, and chopping, so you can get back to what matters most. For us, that's going out with our girls and not worrying about what we're going to eat that night. HelloFresh takes care of all of that for us.
Go to HelloFresh.com/Bravado14 and use code Bravado14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Bravado14.
Try it out, y'all. We can't get enough of HelloFresh.
This week,
we are wrapping up.
Can
you believe that? We are wrapping up our friendship series, and we thought it would be fitting to end it with some of the common friendship pain points, like some shit that's just is unavoidable as we're navigating through this fucking relationship. And I know you guys, a lot of you guys admire Germany and I's friendship, which we thank you for that.
Yeah.
But the reality is friendships have different pain points, and we are not excluded from the shit that happens, period. So we want to talk about some of the common ones and help you provide you with some tools to deal with it should you come up should you stumble up on some of these issues.
Yeah.
So the first one, having unrealistic expectations in friendships. First of all, expectations are important. We'll be the first to say that. I know some people are like, we don't need to be placing these expectations on friends. They shouldn't be that complicated. Relationships are relationships. And in order for relationships to work, you have to have an expectation, period. Yeah. We have to know, what are you expecting of me?
Yeah.
And although expectations look different in various relationships, friendships are not exempt from having expectations. But sometimes we can place unrealistic expectations on our friends, which can cause the shit to go into a frenzy. So today we're going to be talking about a few of those. That's the first pain point, having unrealistic expectations. So the first one, we cannot expect our friends to be everything to us. We've mentioned before about how we have certain friends for different things. And sometimes when you think of a friend, you're thinking, you should be able to do this with me, that with me, this with me. I should be able to turn up with you. I should be able to go to Bible study with you. I should be able to tell you all my problems and you offer me great counsel. But that doesn't be the case. Sometimes you need a friend just for yoga, and that's all the hell y'all do.
Yeah.
And when you cross the lines, which I have crossed them before, I mentioned it. I don't know if I mentioned it here. I think it was on Balanced Black Girl. But I was talking about how I had a friend and she was perfect for going out and turning up. Like, if I went to go somewhere, she was always down, available. We had a great time when we were out. But I realized quickly when I tried to cross over into like a heart-to-heart friend, when she was saying that she was just talking to me about some nigga stuff. And I was like, I noticed an area of opportunity. And I tried to give her advice, and she was like looking at me like, bitch, what? Like, why are you telling me anything about anything?
Yeah.
And she wasn't receptive at all. And I quickly realized that
That's not y'all not those.
We're
kind
not
of friends.
That kind of friend. Like, it needs to be strictly turn up, and
I can see that not working for you specifically.
I know.
I can see that because you are so honest in pointing out where the area of opportunity, or like what you where you think the person can change, or like what you've noticed. And I can see if somebody's not in a place to receive it, how it could be like, yeah, no, I'm not down.
With growth, I've realized that that's not you.
Not always your role.
No.
Yeah.
But at that moment, I noticed.
I mean, it's easy to think that the space is available. It's like we spend a hell of time together. We doing so many things.
We spent so much time together. Like, we were always together, and I thought that it was more than it was.
Yeah. And sometimes we don't realize the importance of compartmentalizing.
I did.
And we've talked about this on the show, is having those primary friends, those secondary friends, those tertiary friends. Maybe your primary friends are the ones you can gang with and really have those deep heart-to-heart conversations, whereas your secondary or tertiary friends are not that. Like, it's just not that vibe with everybody,
no,
you
not.
Know? So, what is that? With time, you learn
with
where
growth,
people
age.
Stand. Yes.
Yeah, I definitely stand. Thought that we could be multi-purpose friends because it was crossing over. Like, once I, like, introduced you to my family and...
Mm-hmm. She had met your family?
Yeah, but it was not on a one-on-one. It wasn't on a one-on-one. It was, like, a group trip.
Oh.
But...
Not a vibe.
It wasn't a vibe. It wasn't a vibe. And I just had to... That was the first indicator that it wasn't a vibe. And that's not why their friendship ultimately ended up ending. But I definitely, when that happened, I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me take a step back because I'm doing too much and it's not that.
I can see why.
And yeah. So we stand a multi-purpose friend. Like, this girl is definitely multi-purpose. But we also have to realize that all friends are not multi-purpose. Like, if friends serve a certain purpose, like, this is my turn-up friend and that's it. This is my friend that I just talk to once a month and we just let it all out and that's it. That's okay. Like,
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think when you're like a little like deeper and I think if you're used to your friends being every like multi-purpose, then you sort of look for that in people.
I know.
Like, that's what I would be looking for in a friend. Somebody who could do it all, because that's kind of what I'm used to. I don't have many friend groups or different type of friends anymore. So I think it would be kind of challenging. Like, damn, bitch, we only gonna do this?
I know, but I think that's what may be preventing us from gaining
having
new
more
friends.
Yeah.
Because we think that everybody that we meet needs to be able to
be this
everything. And it's like, some friends are just cool to kiki with, dish tea, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be coming to the family functions.
Yeah. I learned that during the pandemic when I like had that short stint with running and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. These are my friends that I'm doing this with. It's just a little difficult, but with more, when you flex that muscle of like getting to know new people, then you'll have a better reasonable expectations around building friendships and like what people can be to you.
Right.
Second tip around expectations is we can't expect our friends to be exactly like us. That would be great. Actually, no, it wouldn't be. I feel like it's nice to have friends who have like little differences and you guys can learn from each other and have new perspective and new awareness that is brought into your own awareness. But it's easy to be like, we eat the same. We go to the same church.
Right.
We have the same lifestyle choices. We have the same habits. But that's not always the case. You have to hold space and provide a non-judgmental
space.
For people to just show up as they are and accept them as they are.
Right.
It's really important.
I agree. And I think, like, as long as you have some of the core values, like, you have your non-negotiable core values that you want people to, be aligned with. But we are different. Like, Germany and I are complete opposites. Although we mesh well, we are not the same. Our personalities are different. Mm-hmm. We have different personalities, different habits. Germany's sustainable. Period. But when you decided to be sustainable, imagine if you would have been like, you need to change it. Like, you're using that shit. It's not like, no.
Yeah.
Like, change it. It's not a vibe.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes we do that when we decide, I'm going to be vegan. You eating that? Like,
yeah.
So we have to accept people where they are and also respect. Like, I respect your way of life. Right, like if a friend decides that they're changing their diet, I respect that. We're going out to eat. I can find a food place to eat where there's options for you and me. Mm-hmm. But I'm not about to just be eating everything you eat just because you decided to make a lifestyle change.
Yeah. There just has to always be respect.
Period.
Respect for everybody's decisions, no matter what they are or what they pertain to. Respect at the forefront. And we've been saying that since day motherfucking one.
We have.
Respect.
There has to be respect. We are not identical, but... Mm-hmm.
We're more like fraternal. The same, but different.
Right. Lastly, on the expectations, we can't expect to know every single detail of our friends' lives.
Like, I struggle with this. I want to know. I want to know.
And the thing is, like, maybe you will know, but maybe you won't know it immediately.
I know. I don't
As
like
As a person
it.
Who likes to process privately... Before sharing, this is vital for me because it's not that I'm withholding or trying to be secretive. It's just that I have a different process mm-hmm. like that I go through when I'm working through a lot of things like decisions, thoughts, shit, everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not like trying to keep something sacred. It's just that I have a process. Like I was reading this article and the girl was saying that she was applying for grad school and she was decided to go to UK. For her program to the UK. And she was like, I applied to some grad schools and I applied to the UK. And her best friend was so hurt. Like, how the fuck could you apply to the UK?
Yeah, bitch.
And not tell me that you're even thinking about applying to the UK. Like, what the hell?
That would have been me.
And she was like, look, it's no shade, no tea towards you. Like, this is just one of the grad schools that I want to go to. Like, and I'm sorry that I didn't. consult with you about, hey, do you think I should go to the UK? Because if she would have said that, she probably would have been like, like, UK's off the table. The UK is off the table. There's nowhere in LA. There's nowhere
like
in
that.
LA that you can go. Mm-mm. But that's an unrealistic expectation because the girl, the program that she wanted to go to was lit in the UK. And I really honestly feel like...
Stop it. Shut your mouth right now because I already know what you're going
to
say.
I feel like a piece of me needs to do a stint on the East Coast.
That piece needs to bring its ass right back here.
I feel like I will not have lived life without doing a brief stint.
You will have. You will. You are still living every day. Trust me. You are. This girl is just not... No. No.
Oh, my God.
No. What's brief, dog? What is brief?
A year or two.
No.
Not the.
No, I said 3 months.
What is 3 months? Who packs up and moves for 3 months?
Why it couldn't be a movie to be like live with Morgan for a couple months. Pay your rent here. I don't know. It's not going to work anymore. You could have did that during the pandemic, but not anymore.
No, during the pandemic, you would have said the same thing.
No, because you could have been working from your home there. You might have to start going into the office. How are you going to do that?
No, I could be fully remote if I like. Ain't no office.
What I'm saying is 3 months would be... We can do this if you're
gone. She done completely 86 the last expectation.
I don't... Yeah, exactly. Fuck it. Take that one off. That's not a tip no more.
Fuck.
It's not a tip anymore. It sounds familiar.
Oh, I know her.
Why she follow me? Who's that?
Oh, she's from Dominguez.
Or Deja. I don't know her, though. Hmm. Mm-mm.
Okay, continuing.
Take it off. That's what we're going to pick it back up at. Take it off the table. Sorry.
So, yeah, those are some unrealistic friendship expectations that you can have. There's a lot more, but those are a few to keep in mind. Like, we have to have realistic expectations. Like, have an expectation, but make them realistic.
That third one don't apply to us.
Now she's...
The third one actually doesn't apply to our friendship.
Stuck on it.
It doesn't apply. I don't believe in it.
What do you think is another pain point when it comes to friendship? Like a common one?
A common one would be being jealous of your friends.
Jealousy is definitely.
When they're hanging out with other peeps.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing over there with her?
It's personal.
What are you doing over there with her? Yeah. I think that happens a lot, especially when you... have like you're a lot of times people have like a one bestie, one to two besties.
Yeah,
it's like the 3, 4, 5
unless
besties.
It's a group ride, like you know, like we're all best friends and we're the only friends of each other.
Yeah I've been in a group before, but that kind of dismantles after a while.
Yeah,
it just happens naturally. But there's the You will get fucking jealous. Like, hold on, girl. What is you doing? Meeting new friends and hanging out with new people. But I think there's a few things that you can remember when you are, when you do find yourself getting jealous of your bestie hanging out with other people. One of the tips to remember is that friendships aren't monogamous, y'all. Friendships are not monogamous. It's hard to think
friendships that they are monogamous, but best friendships are.
Now you just fucked the whole tip.
No, I'm just joking. Come
friendships
on.
Are not monogamous.
They're not.
And we, unlike romantic relationships, we didn't fucking take a blood oath with somebody and say, hey, actually, we're exclusive and we're monogamous.
Yeah, you don't that's have not the healthy. Right. That's not healthy.
Yeah, you don't have the right to go meet other people and hang out with other people. That'd be the vibe, though. And we'd be feeling betrayed.
I don't feel betrayed.
It's like you feel like they're doing something wrong.
Okay, this is the thing. I don't say I feel betrayed or that they're doing something wrong. I just feel a little bit of concern, I guess. I don't know if concern is a word. Maybe not a concern.
What is the concern?
I don't know if
around?
Concern is a word. I just feel like, I don't even want to say it's anxiety. That's making it deep because it don't be feeling anxious.
What
I don't
do you
feel anxious. I just feel like, well, now this girl or these girls.
Do you feel like there's a chance that you might be left in the dust? Like
I don't think that I would be left it completely in the dust because I feel confident in the friendship that I have with all my friends. But it's just like,
what you doing over there?
What the fuck?
What are you intrigued by?
You're having fun without me.
Okay, so to wrap up the first tip, it would be to don't feel betrayed because the friendships are not monogamous. What you're saying, what are you doing over there without me, right? Does that stem from a place of you don't want to be alone or you don't have any other friends to lean on? Or like,
I have other friends, but the other friends are not you.
Period. Okay. Right. So the tip would be to remember that the friendship is unique. That you guys share y'all out there with your bestie share a very unique dynamic.
True. And I understand that, like, because I have two besties.
Mm-hmm.
I have two people that make me have this feeling. You and Kayla. Everybody else, hang out with who you are.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. Have multiples.
Right.
Have multiples.
Right.
But the other two.
You cannot... What during further research around this topic, I was thinking, okay, the trick is to not compare yourself.
I don't think I'd be comparing. I don't think it even goes that deep to compare. It's just the initial shock.
It's the possession.
Yeah.
It's the possession.
Are we unhealthy?
No, hell no. Okay. We are very healthy. They know it. Y'all know we healthy.
I'm just saying
I know what you mean, though, but that is a piece of it. It's like remembering that your relationship is unique, that it's not really a threat, that they're with hanging out with other people, and that honestly, truly, nobody can duplicate or replicate the bond or the energy that we share.
Period.
You know, and it's less than likely that your bestie is trying to replicate that with some other people anyway.
Right. It's a different type of friendship. And that honestly, the third thing is that it's healthy to have multiple friendships.
Yes.
Especially when I think about, like, Kayla, like I've mentioned here before, she has friendships that can step in ways that I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we need diversified friendships. I mean, hell, that's how I acquired a whole nother best friend. Mm-hmm. Because Kayla couldn't show up in the way for me that you could.
Right.
So it's like, that's how I got a new bestie.
Right.
Of course, we have to release.
I know. It's hard, though. It's hard because sometimes even I feel like within a few months ago, you were like, yeah, I'm going to hang out. Or I was like, who are you hanging out with? Or you did something. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
right.
But I find myself having to check myself. I don't feel that way with Kayla because it's just completely different situation. But like if you hang out with other people, like, OK, for instance, just being completely honest, even like if you go hang out with Morgan. Like, and you've been more friends with Morgan forever, but like when y'all went and hung out with brunch, I'm like, now what they doing? Taking photos. Without me. They're taking photos without me.
Right.
I mean, it's just natural. And that's been your friend for a long time.
Right.
You know, it's just the vibe. Like, hey, I feel like I'm being left out here.
I'm that guy. No, same.
It is. It's like I'm being left out of the fun.
Right.
Cue me.
Right.
Call me in.
Tag me. We always want to be there. You can't get one without the fucking other. Okay, listen.
It's like, tag me in. with Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
I know. Tag me in. But for those of you who are healthy out there, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, obviously we have friends outside of each other. Germany.
No, we don't. I mean, not that many.
No. Some. I'm just saying, in reality, you go and do things where I'm not there. I go and do things where Germany is not there. At the end of the day, people know what the fucking vibe is. People know what the vibe. People know what the vibe is.
We be together.
People know what the vibe
There's
is.
There's a few times where we do. So I will also say that, like you mentioned, use the opportunity, the feelings as a catalyst to make some new friends so that you're not solely relying on one another. Because I know you said, like, see, this is why I need another friend just in case you don't want to do something. And I'm like, bitch, I will sacrifice.
No, I took it too far. Oh, yeah, I did.
I will be the lamb.
I was joking. I said, there was some function. And then I was like, Germany was like, I don't want to go to that. I was like, dang, what if I want to go? That's why I need more friends. And she was like, no, actually, all you have to do is say you want to go. And then it would just be something that I would do. Period.
That's just it. I wouldn't be like, I don't want to go. If you would have said, do you want to go? I'd have been like, we can go if you want. If you want to go, then bitch, I'm in my sneakers and I'm there. What the fuck? Shoes tied up. What? I am present. What are we doing? It's no ting.
Right.
But you can use this opportunity to make some new friends.
Right. You so can, because the thing is, and then sometimes everybody, if you have one friend, that one friend may not be available for whatever reason. And if there's still somebody, you still have the desire to hang out with somebody or do something, and you're solely reliant on that one friend, then you'll be stuck like Chuck.
Yeah.
So it is very healthy to have multiple friends. Also, they can serve a different purpose. It may be something that's a firm no, like, I'm absolutely not going skydiving, so get a skydiving friend.
Yeah.
You know?
I will say that we've been doing much better at extending ourselves and meeting people. I really feel like we're in the season of, like, making friends.
We are. It's been a season.
I feel like we really are. Like, let's do this. Let's go to lunch. Let's go to brunch. Let's link up with this person. Let's do it. And it's been very natural. It's been effort. But I feel like these are also people where it's like, in a few years, we'll probably look back and be like, oh, we're glad we made friends with them.
For real.
Like, it's a vibe, you know, it's a good time, because I don't have hella friends here. Like, me either. I just don't. Shit. I don't.
Me either.
So.
I don't.
It's nice that we're doing it.
Yeah.
What's another pain point?
Another pain point that some people may have is experiencing jealousy in friendships. Mm-hmm. We talked about stumbling upon a reel or something about this girl who was like, I mean, everybody just thinks,
oh, yeah, yeah. Why I can't be friends? It was one of these. Hold on. Dun, 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 dun. Why I can't be friends with other women.
They think
I'm gonna steal their boyfriends or all this other shit. I hate those kind of
things. You ever experienced jealousy in friendship? Either you were jealous or they were jealous of you. Did you pick up on any inklings of?
No, and if it was when I was so much younger, like, I probably wouldn't even be able to put the words to what it was. You know, it's just like, you know, when you're in high school, it's way different. I haven't had any friendships in my more like older or formative years where it's like, yeah, she was jealous of me. And I also, my mind don't work like that.
Mine either.
Where I would I would probably think of something else, like, we didn't have the same hobbies. I would be thinking something like that.
I don't think I've experienced this firsthand to my knowledge, but I've definitely been a spectator to friendships where I can pick up on, like, jealousy or just, like, kind of sneak disses and little snarky comments being made.
I don't like to sneak diss.
And, you know, like, when you're out with your friends, and, you know, we all make little friendly banter, but you can tell when somebody's really doing a cut down and it's like, bitch, what the fuck are you saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not cool. And I think that's a clear indicator of jealousy to me. That's how I would, one of the ways I would define jealousy is, like, if every time you say something, or even if you don't say anything, like, sometimes you're just out and you notice your friend making little comments and it's like, now why would you say something like that?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be my friend. And you're out saying little comments that are nasty.
Yeah. I don't vibe with those kind of people.
Me either.
I'd be like, yeah, looking around like, girl, what is you doing?
Right.
I just don't. Because I'm not that kind of person.
Me either.
Like, I'd be giving kudos like, this is cute. I like that on you. Right. That's cute. I'm not. And I've noticed that, like, my friend group is like that. Like, we were all out last night with a group of women, and it's a vibe.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a vibe. We laugh, we joke, we talk, and there's literally no nastiness.
Yeah. And I think a way that you can kind of assess this is seeing, like, what type of women do you gravitate towards? If you gravitate towards women where you notice there's a lot of feelings of jealousy on either end, maybe that'll be a time to be like, am I contributing to this, or do I just need to remove myself? Does it have completely nothing to do with me, but I don't like how I'm feeling in these interactions? Then remove yourself.
And I guess also thinking about, is the jealousy consistent? Like, is it constantly happening, or is it isolated? Like, is it all the time that you guys are together, there's something that's nasty being spoken, or is it just like a life event? Or, you know, like, things change and happen and it's like, ooh, I'm envious. I wish that was me. And I don't know how to be like, girl, I'm happy for you, but I wish I was in the same shoes.
That is a thing. Like, I wouldn't call it jealousy, but there has been a point where...
Like envy?
Just feeling like...
I think it's envy.
Maybe envy, I guess. Like, for instance, when Kayla was getting married, having babies, and I'm like, my life is not adding up to that at this moment. Mm-hmm. And your life is on the progression of where we said we, in our minds, our young minds said that we would be at 25.
Right.
There are the feelings, they weren't lingering, but I was very happy for her. But at the same time, there were thoughts of... You started
questioning your own life.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like, what the hell is this? So that... Making sure that that doesn't get to an unhealthy place where it's like, now whenever you speak something, I'm going to shoot you down about what you have going on, instead of acknowledging it like, ooh, I feel a little bit of uncomfort. I feel a little uncomfort here, realizing that you're in a place that I wish I was and I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still happy for you.
Yeah, yeah, right. For sure. And I think that's a common... emotion, feeling is like, especially when you're in close proximity or relationship with other people and things are happening, it's like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
It's not cool. Because we'll be feeling it.
Yeah, and I think it's just eliminating the comparison so that it doesn't get to jealousy, because if you let it fester, it will grow and it's like, God damn. But understanding that everybody's path is their path. Yes, maybe, like, there's things that are in alignment.
Yeah.
But there are some things that aren't. And when it's your time, it'll be your time. And that's just that on that.
Yeah. And we were having that conversation that there's like, when you look at everybody's lives and the way that they sort of pan out in their relationships and shit, you realize that like, there's no one way to do any one thing.
There's not.
Like, some people meet their boo-boos on the dating app. Some people meet their boo-boos just out on the street. Some people meet their boo-boos, they date for 2 damn weeks and be ready to be engaged and married. Some people date for 5, 6, 7 years. There's just no one way to skin a cat, and I really hate that saying. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. What's something else we can say?
There's no way to bake a pie. One way to bake a pie.
Period.
Although
okay.
There might be. But you know what the fuck.
Mix whatever, you know, right. Mix ingredients in as you please.
Right.
But there's no one way to do one thing. And if you keep that in mind in regards to dating and life and progressing and moving forward on your journey, then you can release feeling envious or jealous of a person's and their journey.
Right.
You know?
We don't know how it's going to pan out.
We really don't.
And that's with anything. Like, it could literally be you think you're behind and then you get on the fast track.
Ooh.
You know, like, so to be jealous of what somebody else has going on would be doing you a disservice, because you literally do not know what's in the cards for you. You don't know the how. You don't know the when.
I'm just hoping it's a big ace in my card deck.
Space.
Right.
Space. And I'm not that, but I know how the basics, bitch. Give ace me. Lord God.
Period. Where's the big joker, father?
Ace me.
Big joker me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big joker me too. You don't know. Mm-hmm. Somebody could be working up the corporate ladder. I started working here when I was 18. I worked my way up to the top. You could have a plug and they bring you up to the top. As soon as I have a position for you, period. Bop. I'm at the top.
That fast. That it happens that way.
It does.
It happens that way. It's working out in our favor.
It is. So, another pain point.
Let it rip.
Responding to a friend when they share bad news.
Yes.
We have bad times. I have them. I have them.
We all do.
How do you think I respond?
You respond well. Sometimes you don't say nothing. But I think it's fair. I think it's fair. And that's one of the tips that we'll share, you know. It's like...
He says, sometimes I ain't got the answers.
That's it. That's one of the tips, y'all. Sometimes all you can do is listen. Sometimes a listening ear is all you can provide. Because maybe there are no words.
Yeah.
Maybe we are not...
Therapist.
I shared something with you and you were like, yeah, I'm just listening.
Yeah, Germany was like, you're not saying anything. I said, it's because I don't know what to say.
Yeah, she can't therapize
I'm
me.
Just here.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody who knows me knows I'm not one who just to talk.
Yeah.
I listen attentively, but sometimes I don't know what to say. Shit, I'm trying to figure it out too.
Yeah.
If I have
and the
words.
And that's fair.
Right.
That's fair, but sometimes that's all you gotta do. Don't try to come up with something. Well, I would think that you... No. Just listen. Because a lot of times we're not even looking for a solution. We're not looking for you to fix it. We're not asking for you to come up with something. Sometimes we are, because in that moment, I'm like, so what do you have to say?
Sometimes, but sometimes we don't. Like, sometimes, sometimes people give unsolicited advice, which I try to not do the best I can. I'm not perfect, but sometimes, and this comes from, like, knowing your friends, sometimes people just want to let you know what's going on.
Vent, yeah.
Right. But it's like, I don't need you to tell me what to do. Like, sometimes they're like, yeah, she not my friend no more because I'm honest and I just can't keep it in when you out here looking stupid. And it's like, first of all,
that's not your role.
Yeah. And there's a way to, like, deliver information in the right time. Maybe it might be after she realizes she looks stupid too. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe at the time you wanted to give the information, that wasn't the right time, and you're wondering why you don't have no friends. It's because you're not looking at self. Like, you were doing too much.
Yeah, you're not self-regulating.
Yeah.
You're not self-regulating.
Right. And I understand caring for a friend and wanting the best for them, but everything has a time and a place. And you also don't have to be dragged. If it's way too much for you to watch her be stupid or whatever and not listen to what you have to say, maybe you have to remove yourself from the situation, but also take a look in the mirror and understand the part that you've played too, because we have to meet people where they are.
Big pearl.
We have to meet people where they are. So some things that you should not do when a friend shares bad news is, don't make it about you. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes this is done innocently. Like, when someone says, girl, why did my boss just come in here and piss me off? Girl, mine too. Like, first of all, I want to talk about my boss right now.
Yeah.
Girl, mine too. Last week she came in here.
Yeah.
Try not to make it about you.
My mother, she has a way of doing it. It's gotten better.
Good.
It's gotten better, but I had to bring it to her attention. Like, because she would do that.
Yeah.
She would do that even with her friendships. And I'm like, Mom, sometimes you just let the person express, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Because it would happen. And I'm like, you see, you just did it. And she's like, well, we in conversation. And that does happen. Naturally, it happens, right? If I say, work is dragging me, girl, me too.
You're right, right,
it
right.
Just happens. But there's a time and a place for you to also, like, agree. Sometimes I'm just talking and I don't need you to be, like, telling me OT, like,
because then it'll take over. It's like, yeah,
I'm having a moment. And she and I'm like, Mom, you got to really be mindful of that, because it becomes to a point where you don't even want to share information, because immediately the attention gets diverted to you and it's not even you who's having the issue.
Yeah.
So
I had a friendship like that. It's like I was a shoulder for her to lean on and vent all of her concerns about whatever, but as soon as it was a time where I wanted to talk about something going on with me, she raised Charles Helen Keller to it and just going straight into her shit. And I'm like, well, are you?
What did that look like though?
It looked like, so when she wanted to talk about what she wanted to talk about, of course, like, I was doing my attentive listening and, you know, providing words where I could. And whenever I wanted to talk about something, it was like just kind of dismissed. Like, oh, okay, well, girl, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, just like nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Or going straight into something about her. And I'm like, bitch, this is giving unbalanced.
Did you bring it up or?
No, I was young, unaware, and just like, whatever. The friendship ended anyway. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I could have. If I was more mature and had more knowledge, I could have been like, you know, every time I want to talk to you about something, you do this.
Yeah.
But I wasn't there yet.
Tools are now in the toolkit.
I wasn't there yet.
You're aware now.
I wasn't there yet. Mm-hmm. Another thing not to do is minimize the issue and make it seem like it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's natural, because sometimes you want to be like, girl, fuck that. Fuck him. Fuck that job. But it's like, girl, I got to feel the feels. I got to be in the space, express myself, and then we going to get to the point of fuck him. But in the meantime, between time, don't completely just negate what I'm feeling or make it seem be so dismissive like your experience, where it's just like, I don't even get the opportunity to express.
Yeah. Sometimes we say that in a way to be like, it's okay. You didn't need that. Fuck. It's like, that can be true. But sometimes that's not always the case either. You know? Like, sometimes it's something deeper.
Yeah.
And if we just be like, fuck him, or fuck that every time, we may be missing an opportunity. Not saying it's the friend's responsibility, but we may be missing an opportunity to really like crack the code, identify an area where there was a place where I could have been held accountable. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. we're just saying, fuck him.
Yeah.
Like.
And I think that also comes when a person is immediately goes to the positive, right? Like,
yeah, the spiritual bypassing.
Yeah, and just like, don't worry. There's something else on the horizon for you. Don't worry. Like, okay, that could very well be true. But again, back to dismissiveness and not leaving the space for me to feel what I'm feeling. You just negated everything, that all the emotions that I'm going through, and just totally hopped to the positive. We can be hopeful, but bitch, I still got to be honest. I'm going through it. I'm struggling. Leave me the space to struggle for
a
moment.
I'm going through it. I'm hurting, and I can't.
Yes. See, me personally.
It's easier to see the positive when you're on the outside.
Yeah. Me personally, I like to struggle a little. You know, I like to ruminate a bit.
You do.
I have to. Fuck them. I gotta feel it. I gotta go through it. And then I like to dwindle in it a little bit.
Yeah.
I like to linger in it a while. A minute or two. And then I'm like, yeah. But I'm also dramatic.
But at least when you say fuck him, it's really fuck him.
With a sick dick. Fuck you.
At least fuck when you say fuck him, it's really a fucking of him.
Yeah. I just really want to talk about it for a little bit. I want to bitch about it for a minute.
Right.
And then I'd be cool. I'm like, all right, now I'm over it. But I do want to bitch about you. I want to talk shit about you.
You do.
Hey.
And sometimes you do be liking to minimize stuff, though. Remember remember with the New York trip? When you were trying to gloss over and I was
now
like,
now you putting our business out there. Now you putting our, you doing too much. They think we're perfect. You can bring it up. Bring it up.
No, I'm not going to get
bring it. No, you know what? Bring it up. Here's a real honest moment. Here's a tea.
Okay, so well, let's Period. Just tell them.
Give them the story.
So we were going to New York and Germany, we have different personalities, period. We've said that. We're not alike. We have different personalities. I'm more of what's going on. Let me know so I can prepare, pack, what outfits am I bringing, put all my shit in my little carry-on. I need to know. Germany's more of a, we'll go with the flow, figure it out. I don't know. We're just going to New York. That's it. Yeah. And that's cool. Like, neither way is right or wrong.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But we know how each other is. So I'm like, Germany, what's the vibe? Like, what are we doing? Oh, girl, there's going to be tons of people. They're going to know. They know. They know people in New York. They're going to know all the things. And I'm like, okay. She was like, we could release it. And I'm like, it's released.
Let it
Fine.
Go.
I accepted that it's released. Somebody has gone before us.
Uh-huh.
So 2 days before the trip.
Oh, Lord. It was more than two.
It was two. It was maybe three. Two. But it was a week of.
It was. Okay. Yeah. It was Monday.
Okay,
we go on Thursday.
Germany was like, casually. Well, I don't know. We were just talking about the trip because, you know, it's go time at this point. And she was like, yeah, Friday, we can go to dinner. Now we're making plans.
Thursday,
we can go to dinner. Friday, you know, we have the fashion show. Then we're going to go on the yacht party. Mm-hmm. Saturday, I don't know. I'm going on a date. Like, she just squeezed that in. So I don't know. You know, maybe Alicia. I'm like, wait a second. Record scratch. She was like, Sunday, like, just glossing over. And I'm like, so Saturday, what? Because I'm in New York and I don't know anyone out here. And I'm thinking we're going with the flow, plans are being made, da-da-da-da-da. She's like, yeah. I'm like, I forgot. I said, well, now I need to figure out what I'm doing on Saturday because I'm not going to be sitting in the room by myself not knowing what the fuck's going on. Now I can't release it now. It was released, but now I have to pick it back up because I don't know. So either way, all long story short, I'm like, Germany, you know, I don't like how you just kind of glossed over that and minimized it like that was the original plan and it wasn't. And she was like, what? I'm like... I'm like, yeah, you did.
I was like, the plan still stands.
And then she was like, nothing changed. That's what she said. She was like, what? Nothing changed. What do you mean? I'm trying to figure out what changed. I said, Germany. You know what changed, queen. You know that there's been a change, which is okay. Like, although I do like to be structured or like, not even structured, like just have an idea of what's going on. I understand that things can change. The thing that was killing me with her was she was acting aloof like, no, nothing changed. What do you mean? What's different?
She was like,
oh, one small thing. I'm like, Germany, keep it to Virgil's. Let's just be honest and have some accountability that you know that there's been a change. All I want you to do is just admit that, you know, there's been a change and I need to implement something in that space. And she was like, fine, you're right. I do do that.
I do.
I'm like, thank you. That's all I wanted.
I do.
That's all I wanted.
Sometimes I'll deflect.
And minimize.
Puta.
And minimize.
Sometimes I will deflect and minimize because I don't want to, like.
You don't want to acknowledge that there has been a shift.
No, that's not why.
Oh, okay.
That's, yeah, exactly. Get out of my brain. Because I don't want to make it like a thing, right? And I don't want to deal with the fact that, like, okay, now things, people have an expectation, it's changed. Maybe it's going to make them feel bad or hurt their feelings or something. So then I'm just like, nothing happened.
When something did, I'm like, girl, just say on Saturday.
But then we dealt with it. I said, okay, fine.
No, we did deal with
it.
We dealt with it.
My bad.
And that was great. That's a part of friendship communication. We exercised.
Yeah.
We exercised our tools.
Sometimes I do be deflecting.
We exercised our tools in that moment and it was over and that was it.
Yeah. Sometimes I do deflect.
So try not to minimize.
And you know what's hard for me? Being straightforward.
Yeah, that's the
that's
part.
Really what it is. It's not the it'd be the deflecting and the minimize because I have a hard time being straightforward and just saying, this is what happened, this is what's changing. Like figure out what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
now
like,
or
this
like,
has
what
presented
are we doing?
Itself. I'm now going on a date on Saturday. So do you think that you like what would you like to do on Saturday? Do you think Morgan anything?
I know, but it's really hard. I'm
it's
working
hard
on
her
being
to do that.
Straightforward. Yeah.
Should I do that? That's what I would have done. But she's not right or wrong. I'm just saying, I would have been like, girl, guess what? An opportunity presented itself for me to go out on Saturday.
I have a hard time putting myself forward first.
We're going to work
know if
on
you
it.
Noticed.
We're going to work
I
on
do.
It. We're working on it.
So, yeah. Like, and even I struggle with that. I was even telling Andres, like, please try to get a second ticket.
And I didn't want her to do that.
But I was working it out on the back end. On the back end, I said, babe, you have. And he tried. He tried before he even said it was just going to be us. He was like, babe, I'd already tried to get three tickets. He was like, I can't. And I'm like, Lord Jesus, why are you putting me in this situation? We tried. But that's water off a duck's back. Here we are today.
Okay, and the
else?
Third thing not to do.
What is it?
Is to be unforgiving, which we this was an example of what we worked through. Being unforgiving or refusing to understand where your friend is coming from.
Yeah.
I think we were able to get through that because you were understanding.
Yeah, I tried to be.
So when your friend, when it's during a little sticky situation or bad news is being presented, try to be understanding.
Empathetic.
Yeah.
Compassionate. And put yourself in their shoes.
Right.
Especially like deviating a little bit from that situation. But if your friend is really expressing themselves and they're like angry, upset, hurt over something and it's valid and you can understand where they're coming from, let them know, I see you, dog. I hear you. I feel you. Like I would be pissed too. Let them know you in a struggle with them. Like
right.
I'm suffering with you.
Even if you wouldn't have been, since we're all different, like if you would have been like, that wouldn't have hurt me like it hurt you, mm-hmm. but I understand that you're hurt. You
yes.
don't have to say that part, but
no.
you know.
Like, I feel where you're coming from.
Right.
I can see what you mean. That's justifiable. That's good enough in my book. Love me the way I love you.
It's the validating of feelings.
Yeah.
That is very important
yes.
when it comes to communication.
Mm-hmm.
So what should you do?
Well, we just gave two. Give a listening ear. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Be empathetic and compassionate. Lastly, remind your friends of their strengths, what they're good at. Highlight them. I had a little situation over the weekend. Period. And I mean, we were talking through it as it was happening. But Brittany was like, well, I think you're a great friend and you're a good person. I'm like, thank you, bitch.
And it wasn't just immediately deflecting into
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
But it was just affirming.
Affirming.
Right.
Yeah, affirming. That it's always, and I need words of affirmation, y'all.
She is a words of affirmation.
Tell me what you love about me.
Right.
I already pay for my own shit, but I don't want to do it no more.
Yeah. Yeah, remind your friends of their strengths.
Yes, it's a good thing. Let them know.
For sure, especially when we're dragged, because sometimes we get dragged, especially by these niggas.
Yeah, and let them know things will get better.
And remind them of their queendom.
Yeah, the queendom.
Or kingdom.
Queendom.
Yeah.
Let them know it exists.
Okay, last pain point is you fell out with a friend. You missed a friend. And you're wondering, should you be rekindling this friendship?
Should you?
I've had some friendship fallouts too. Or like, I've had many friendship fallouts and they've been rekindled. And I can't recall how they were rekindled.
I know. When I'm asking, like, how
you're
did
like,
you
how get... did rekindle? I don't remember. It was so long ago. And I don't think they were like super, well, they were big enough to not talk for a long period of time.
I'm like, you
time.
Don't remember how, who reached out?
I don't
out?
Remember the reach out. You know, honestly, I feel like I probably got reached out knowing how prideful I am. I feel like they reached
somebody
out to me.
Somebody said something to you. The I miss you. Remember that song? That was sad.
I'm talking to you, baby.
That was giving.
Is that when the baby mom, when she was pregnant?
Something happened. Yeah,
and
it was
she
tragic.
She was sliding down the counter. The baby, she had like a miscarriage.
It was traumatic.
Yeah.
I'm like, was somebody dying?
She died. She ended up dying. I don't know if the baby survived.
Why would they have a video like that? That was like, what? Who came up with the treatment?
We are so young.
I hate it. Yeah. It just couldn't be something just like, I miss you, writing a poem or something. Damn, in a journal?
Yeah.
That was so sick. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so back to the rekindling. This happens a lot, y'all. This happens. But we need to know what we should do in the event that we feel like reconnecting.
Yeah, because sometimes it's like...
You just don't know.
You don't know. Sometimes it's like, oh, I just have a void. Sometimes it's like, okay, I really want to rekindle.
Yeah, and I think that if you're considering rekindling, you have to consider your why. Why it is that you want to reach out. Why it is that you want to reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we will have thoughts and memories that bring up emotions in us, right? They might be happy emotions. We have these nostalgic thoughts and feelings, and it's like, I have that warm feeling in my heart for them. I want to say something.
Right.
It's giving something. I want to say something.
Yeah.
But you need to consider if reaching out will be worth the effort, right? If it's going to be worth the effort of like everything it is going to take. And there's some stuff that you need to consider. So I would say if the friendship was supportive, if it was healthy and, you know, intentional and just a vibe, reach out. And then also you should probably consider how it ended. If the shit was just like, y'all grew apart, it was just a natural progression. Maybe you guys just haven't spoken. And there's there was a book about friendship, like whatever it was called. But there was a concept about friendship stalemate. And it's basically what happens when two people don't reach out of fear of what to say or what to do after so much time has passed. Not because anything or anyone is wrong, but you just don't talk because of the awkwardness that's going to come from restarting the conversation or restarting the friendship.
Right.
But if it was like a healthy, like, we just kind of stopped talking. Nothing really happened. We just don't talk anymore.
Right.
That's likely... okay to reach out. If it ended fucking traumatically,
like, and they were disrespectful, cursed you out,
something
they was
crazy,
beat your ass or
yeah,
something. Yeah,
maybe not the best idea to revisit an unhealthy situation.
Yeah,
is what I would say.
Yeah, like, I know sometimes like friendships break up because of like miscommunication or someone not being that into or of someone else's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know that, like, you were fucking up and you know that you've changed and you want to see, like, you want to let this person know, you know, what you said was completely accurate. I have sat on it. I made some modifications. Hey, girl, are you open to this friendship still continuing?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll work.
And apologize. You can always issue an apology.
You can.
If you know you were wrong.
Yeah. And when you do reach out, if you do decide to reach out and rekindle, share your intentions.
Mm-hmm.
This takes some bravery.
It does.
Being up front,
yes,
when you reach child. Out, like, hey, girl, I miss you. I know we haven't talked. Like I said, I know we fell out because I was disrespecting your time. I've sat on it. I've grown. That wasn't cool. I'm better with managing my time now. Mm-hmm. Are you open to this? Exploring this friendship again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, just being up front, not acting like, I don't know, why are we stopped talking?
Yeah. And when you're up front and you share your intentions, then it allows for the person on the receiving end to understand that, okay, there's a meaning behind reaching out. It's not just like a random message like, hey, girl, hope you been good.
Yeah.
Like, girl, what? We ain't spoken. You talking about you hope I been good? Bitch, what? But when you say, like, you've been on my mind, or I miss you, or I had a dream about you, you were in my thoughts, then maybe it lets your friend know where how you currently feel about them and make them more receptive to the conversation.
Right.
Like, oh, okay, I see it's no drama. Like, you want to hash things out. You want to move forward. You just are expressing, you know, that you still love me, whatever it might be.
Right.
It softens the heart.
Yeah.
The heartstrings.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can also curb your expectations. This is a big one, because a lot of times reaching out is unnerving, right? It's the feeling of like, what are they going to say? You might even be excited. Like, I finally come to the conclusion. I'm going to reach out. I'm excited. It was such a vibe when we were friends. I am anticipating.
I'm ready to get it back cracked.
Yes, bitch. We're going to pick up right where we started off, or right where we left off. But they might not be in the same space as you. They might not be in the same space as you, right? So it's really important to be hopeful, but also be realistic about the varying ways, the multiple ways that the conversation can go and the way things can end after you guys have spoken. You know, there's a strong possibility they might be like, oh, okay, cool, I'm cool with that. And there's also a chance that it'll be like, I'm actually cool.
I'm okay with this not continuing.
I'm totally fine with that. And that's okay too, because people grow, life moves on, people change, and they might not even be in the same space to want to rehash or fucking open up the wound and figure it all out. Maybe they've gone through therapy and they're like, girl, life healed from it.
Right.
I don't even want to talk about it no more.
Yeah.
No love lost, sending you love and light, peace queen, but grand rising.
Ashe.
I say. Is it
Ashe?
I say.
I don't know, because I don't use it.
I don't know.
But yeah, that is totally right. That is too honey.
You know, honestly, truly, y'all, keeping it to Virgil's, this happened to me this weekend.
Yeah. Dot, 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 dot. It's the vulnerability.
It is. I'm just going to tell y'all. I reached out to my friend, my friend, whom I haven't spoken with in 2 years, because we've been having this friendship series. I feel like there's been this piece of me that's missing closure. I really need that. And if the friendship would have ended and it would have just been like, I don't want to be friends no more, if she would have said that, I would have been like, cool. I can detach very easily once I know what the vibe is. Mm-hmm. When it's left gray, I'm like, nigga, what happened?
Right.
I cannot completely be like, I'm done with it. So then I'm always looking for why it ended.
Right.
So I reached out. I'm like, you know what? You've been on my mind pretty heavily. And, you know, I just want to make sure you're good. Or I don't even know if I said I want to make sure you're good. Like, I hope you're well. Right. Because you've been on my mind. You've been in my thoughts. And she was really short with the response. She was like, I'm good. I hope the same for you type vibe. And I was like, so then I'm like, OK, maybe a little more.
Yeah.
How are the kids? How's your husband? Oh, they're good as well. Thank you for asking, period. And that's when I said, I'm not hearting it. I am not liking it. I am not giving it any more energy, because now, bitch, I will not beg.
Yeah.
I'm not going to beg for the convo. Right. Like, if it's a dub, it's a dub. But in that moment on Saturday, it gave me clarity and closure. I was like, oh, cool. She has completely moved on, and there's nothing, even with me extending the olive branch, because y'all, I don't know what the fuck went wrong.
Right.
I don't know why
you're
we
in
stopped.
The dark.
I'm going brazy. Okay. Right. I'm like, nigga, Helen Keller, where's Stevie Church? I'm all of that. I can't hear. I can't see. I don't know why.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, whatever it is, I know that I've extended myself. I've done the extendo clip and it still didn't work. So I'm cool now. I'm totally fine. And then she responds today and she's like, hey, Germany, you know, I'm sorry I was short yesterday. I was at a funeral. And I'm like, okay.
Perspective.
And I'm like, you know, she was like, but I hope that you are well, that your mom and your sister are good, and that I love you forever. And I'm like, okay, so it's not bad beef.
Right.
It's no bad blood. So I'm like, okay, you know, then just now, I'm like, you know, well, before, just want to let you know that I miss you. There is some conversation that I feel like needs to happen. I just don't know when the right moment to be like, I want to talk.
Right.
I don't know when that time is, because it's really, really fragile. It's kind of like temperamental as fuck. So she hearted the message. There's been nothing else. So I'm like, okay, I don't know. But this did happen, and I had to manage my own expectations and be like, if nothing ever comes from it, that's fine. And I also had to consider, like, do I feel like this person's a good friend to me? Am I what is it that I really want out of
this?
Yeah, like, what is it? And I know there's a lot of things, right? I mentioned that, like, I desire to still have a relationship with her kids, like that I feel like was just robbed.
Yeah.
Taken from me, you know? And I valued it a lot. So then I'm thinking, like, do I just want to be in her kids' life? I know I don't only want to be in her kids' life. That's just not even realistic.
Right.
But, you know, I've just been thinking, like, what is it that I want to say? What is it that I need her to say to me? What needs to happen here? And I feel like I'm still processing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I will keep y'all posted. I don't really have anything else to say about it, but
we're working through it.
Yeah. But this one for sure is resonating with me, this last, you know, pain point. And I don't know, but I'm doing all the tips, nigga. I've considered my why. I have
reached out.
I've managed my expectations, and yeah,
that's all you can do.
That's all I can do.
That's whatever. All you can do. And if you are going through it, consider that, because we don't want to just think that people are disposable.
Mm-mm.
But also, you don't have to rekindle everything that's been buried.
Yeah.
Or put out.
Yeah.
You don't got to flicker that flame.
No, you don't.
So we'll end this here.
We will end it here. It was nice talking to y'all.
This was a nice series. Always love talking about friendship. We are going to be having a live show soon. Mm-hmm. Talking about friendship.
December. Oh, my God.
You
know what? I just want to put a date on this thing. I do.
Right now?
Yeah, fuck it. Here, you heard it here first. It's going to be December. Ain't shit been booked yet, y'all. But the 17th or the 18th, fuck it. Put it in your calendar. Plan to come to LA if you want to.
Oh, my God.
There's things happening. There's things happening on the 4th, and there's something happening on the 11th. So I will see y'all on December 18th or 17th.
Here you go. We don't know when we're going to see y'all.
I'm going to see y'all then, because okay. Christmas is the next week. We got to see
them. I know when Christmas is.
That's when we got to see them. I'll see y'all here in person on the 17th or the 18th.
It'll need to be the 12th, because Kayla wants to go somewhere for her birthday. Out of state.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk
now
about
we
it.
Make it. That's what happens when we make our plans on air.
On air.
Okay, guys. Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this show, if you like this series, please share it with the homegirl. Follow us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. The girls have reached 10K.
Oh, my God. We love y'all.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.